Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
Let us pray together. Saving God, source of our calling, your word is full of power and glory. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us so that we may receive your grace and live as your beloved children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first scripture reading today is from the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verses 5 through 8. We journey back into the Old Testament to the beginning of the Bible. We find our God not happy with the people of the world. The Lord saw that humanity had become thoroughly evil on the earth, and that even their minds thought up what was always completely evil. The Lord regretted making humans human beings on the earth, and he was heartbroken. So the Lord said, I will wipe off the land, the human race that I've created, from human beings to livestock to the crawling things to the birds in the skies, because I regret I ever made them. But as for Noah, the Lord approved of him. The word of the Lord. Thanks to be God. We are excited now to present Noah's Ark from the animal's point of view through puppet show storytelling.
A long, long time ago, God was sleeping down from heaven to earth when he found a lonely swamp.
My spirit is sad. The humans I have created have lost sight of what is important in the world.
God observed the extent of people's wickedness, and he saw that
I will completely wipe out this human race that I have created. Yes, I will completely destroy all the animals and the birds too. I am so sad.
There was one man who found favor with God. His name was Noah. Noah was a righteous man and the only blameless man living on the earth at this time. He constantly followed God's will and enjoyed a close relationship with him. Noah was a good man. One morning, God called out to Noah.
Noah, I want you to build a special boat for me called an ark.
God, is that you? You want me to build a boat? Why?
Noah, my people are making poor choices and I am very sad. I am going to send you a big flood to wash away the sin. I need you to build a boat and sail on it with two of every animal riding with you.
Wow, God, this is going to have to be a big boat. But yes, Lord, I will build what you ask.
Great, Noah. Build an ark boat from gopher wood and seal it with tar inside and out. Construct ducts and stalls throughout its interior. Make it 400 feet long, 70 feet long, wide, and 40 feet high. Construct an opening all the way around the boat, 18 inches below the roof. Then put three ducts inside the boat, one on the bottom, middle, and upper, and put a door in the side.
Noah did everything exactly as God commanded him. After 120 years, Noah finished the huge boat.
Noah?
Yes, Lord?
I'm about to cover the earth with a flood that will destroy every living thing. I promise to keep you and your family safe in the boat. You will need to bring on board a pair of every animal, a male and a female, to keep alive during the flood. And remember to take enough food for you and your family and all the animals. I will begin the 40 days and 40 nights of rain.
Noah did exactly as the Lord had commanded him. He was 600 years old when the floods came. He and his family went on board to escape the flood along with all the animals and birds.
What's all the commotion about?
I don't know, but the show is something going on over there.
Let's go find out what it is.
Okay, come on, let's go.
Hey, what's going on?
We aren't sure, but we are going to go see.
Do you want to come with us?
Sure, I'll come.
I have been watching this big boat thing grow bigger and bigger for a while now.
You know, I had no idea something was going to be built over there.
Well, I can see a lot better than you because, remember, I'm the tallest in the land.
Except for me. When I am in the trees, I am the tallest in the land, and I can see all over, too. I have been watching this thing grow long enough. I am going to see what it is.
We are all going to look. Why don't you come with us?
Yes, come with us.
No way. I bet you just want me to come so you will have something to eat.
I am not going to eat you. I am more interested in finding out what the huge thing over there is.
Look, there are a bunch of animals going inside it. I wonder why all those animals are going inside.
Me too. It doesn't look like they are being forced to go in.
You're right. It doesn't. Come on, let's go and get in the boat too.
I saw a door, but it sure looked small. I hope it's bigger than it looks.
I saw it too, and it didn't look very tall. I sure hope it's taller than it looks.
I see a lion drooling. I sure hope she's not as hungry as she looks.
Oh, stop it, monkey. I said I wasn't going to eat you, and I'm not.
The animals came on the boat just as God had said. In pairs, male and female, God shut the door. 1 week later, the rains came. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. The waters rose higher and higher above the ground. The boat began to float. Finally, the waters covered all living things on the earth died. Birds, wild and domestic, large and small, and all the people were destroyed. Only Noah and his family and the animals on the ark were left alive when the waters covered the earth for 150 days.
Have you ever seen so many different animals in the same place before? And they're not even trying to eat each other yet.
No, I definitely have not. I think that human over there has something to do with it.
Yes, but I think he has something helping him. One man cannot do that all on his own.
I sure am glad that we decided to come and be part of this. I had a client that I felt like I had to answer.
I sure hope the lion doesn't answer the calling of her stomach. That one says, eat the monkey.
Oh, stop it, monkey. The answer the giraffe is talking about is the calling of God.
God, who is that?
I think I heard one of the humans say something about him being the one that created everything, even us.
He must have been the one that made me have the feeling I had, the feeling to come aboard this great big boat.
He's also the one that makes the lion feel hungry for monkeys.
Okay, that's enough, monkey. I said I was not going to eat you yet.
God remembered Noah and his family and all the animals in the boat. He sent a wind to blow across the waters and the floods began to disappear. After 40 days, Noah opened a window and released a raven. Then he sent out a dove. But the dove found nowhere to land, so he came back to the boat. 7 days later, Noah released the dove again, and it came back with a fresh olive leaf in its beak. Noah knew that the waters were almost gone, so he waited a week and sent the dove out again. But this time, the dove did not return. Finally, ten and a half months after the flood started, Noah lifted the cover to look, and the waters were dry enough. 2 more months went by, and at last, the earth was dry. The boat came to rest on Mount Ararat, and God told Noah to leave the boat.
Okay, everyone, it is time for all of us to leave the ark.
So Noah and his family left the boat, and all the animals and birds came up here to pair.
Wow, we are finally going to leave this boat.
Wow, I made it without getting eaten.
Wow, I can stretch my neck again.
Wow, I have room again.
Noah built an altar to the Lord on the dry land, and God was pleased.
I will never again flood the earth. I will make a covenant with you and all your descendants. I am giving you a sign as evidence of my eternal covenant with you and all living things and creatures. I have placed a rainbow in the clouds. It is a sign of my permanent promise to you and all the earth.
Look at that. It's beautiful.
We will never have to go on a boat again.
I really do not want to go back on that big boat again. It really had a big bad smell.
Monkey! Monkey, it's amazing. Don't ruin the moment.
Look, the rainbow looks like it's going into that cloud over there and coming out of the other like it's from heaven.
That is truly beautiful.
It's my rainbow, my promise to you.
The end.
Our second scripture reading today is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Please listen as I read. Therefore, as God's choice, holy and loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be tolerant with each other, and if someone has a complaint against anyone, forgive each other. As the Lord forgave you, so also forgive each other. And over all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. The peace of Christ must control your hearts, a peace into which you are called in one body. And be thankful, people. The word of Christ must live in you richly. Teach and warn each other about all wisdom by singing hymns and spiritual songs. Sing to God within your hearts, Whatever you do, whether in speech or action, do it in all the name of the Lord Jesus and give thanks to God the Father through him. We now go back to the puppet stage for a story about how the animals learned a lesson in compassion, kindness, and forgiveness while living together on the ark.
Ah, fresh air at last. The smell down there is horrible.
You said it. Hey, animal friends, come up here for a while.
Hey, ah, fresh air at last.
Phew, it smells so much better up here on the deck. Fresh air, yippee, no skunks.
Hi friends, what's going on up here?
We need to do something about those stinky skunks.
Yes, they stink the whole place up.
Hey Bear, do you think you could eat one of them?
No way. They might not only have a bad smell, but a bad taste too.
Maybe we could ask them to come outside and we could push them overboard. I don't think anyone would miss them.
You have not been down below, have you?
It stinks down there.
And it's crowded.
The skunks really stink.
And it's noisy. But it's really the skunks that are causing issues.
I'm telling you, it smells. It's a bad stinkuation down here.
What good are skunks anyway?
You can't eat them.
You can't pet them either. If anyone sees one, they know to leave it alone and get away.
I say we call them both up on deck and pitch them in the water.
They can swim.
Let's do it. Great idea.
Roar! I'm hungry.
Oh no, it's a hungry lion.
Look out, I think he wants to eat us.
Well, a couple of monkey snacks, a couple of animal snacks, you would feel so good in my empty tummy. Roar!
Please!
Stay away from us!
Please don't eat us! Roar! No one knows you are up here and no one would miss a couple of animals. There's still plenty down below.
No, please don't eat us.
Hey guys, what's all the yelling about?
Look out, that lion wants to eat us.
I'm not afraid of anything, especially not lions.
Roar, roar, roar.
Ah!
off. If you come one step closer, I will spray you with stink. Get out of here, lion. I will spray you and save all these animal friends.
No, not the stink spray. Ew, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
That lion ran like a scared rabbit.
Wait. Were you in saying earlier about the skunk?
Were you all talking about me?
No.
Yes, we were.
We were talking about how we wanted to get to know you better.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, we are all stuck in this ark together, so we need to get to know each other.
Okay. We want to push you overboard.
What?
It's true.
We are very sorry for talking like that. We misjudged you and we're only thinking of ourselves.
That lion wanted to do the same thing to us.
We know how it feels now.
We are sorry.
My beautiful scent is protection, and I see that each one of you has benefited from it also.
Thanks for saving us. Can we be friends?
Of course, no problem.
Group hug!
And now, a moment for mission.
Today's moment for mission will be about Vacation Bible School. Every year, Covenant hosts a week of learning and fun during the summer for children aged through fifth grade. This year, VBS will be held June 12th through 16th. We hope you will join us either as an attendee or as a volunteer. Here is a short video introducing this year's theme.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.